An organization promoting arts, music, theater, and cultural attractions in downtown Springfield, Massachusetts, has a new executive director. Karen Finn has been tapped to run the Springfield Cultural Partnership, the parent organization of the Springfield Central Cultural District. The walkable area of downtown Springfield is one of 44 designated cultural districts in Massachusetts. It was founded in 2014. Finn, who started in the job just a week ago, sat down in her office with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
Initially, my goal is to kind of connect the dots of all of the existing cultural offerings that exist in Springfield, and I feel that it's very important to promote and connect the resources that we already have within our community. Additionally, I will work to develop innovative cultural projects and collaborations and build upon existing programming, such as our Art Stop, the painted piano programs, pop-up art, concerts.
So a lot of the activities that have taken place in the cultural district in the past, people can look forward to seeing again in the future. I know the pianos were out again this year. They'll be going back into hibernation probably in another month or so for the wintertime, but you're planning to bring them back again next year, next season.
We had a tremendous response to the painted piano project. The pianos are probably coming in by the end of this week or next week. Luckily, on Friday, I was coming back from a meeting and ran into Samuel, who's a chef at MGM, and he was playing and serenading one of the pianos. So we already have people interested in sponsoring pianos next season. So we'll definitely have them back.
With the opening of the casino, since you mentioned MGM, with the opening of the casino within the footprint of the cultural district, and of course the MGM is sponsoring the Loop, which is the free bus service that goes around downtown Springfield and hits many of the stops that are in the cultural district, including the museums. Are there plans to integrate MGM into the cultural district or to get MGM more involved in the activities in the cultural district?
I've been making notes ferociously all last week and today. So MGM, if you're listening, expect a phone call from me.
Attention, Mike Mathis or whoever. tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you come from, and how did you end up being hired as the new executive director of the cultural district?
You know, I think that the committee, who comprised of board members, took a leap of faith in me. I think it's going to be a great fit. I've worked in government organizations, higher education. I most recently was at Princeton University at the Mamdoa Bobst Center for Peace and Justice, which is a program that promotes cultural inclusion and peace and justice.
And so your background is in government affairs, is in marketing, but not necessarily in culture. Is that why you think they've taken a leap of faith with you?
Yes, exactly. So I have the programmatic experience, the cultural integration experience. I've worked for public and private organizations since the start of my career.
Are you familiar with Springfield in Western Massachusetts at all?
I am familiarizing myself with Springfield in Western Massachusetts. I just took a crash course since last January when we decided to relocate our family here from the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Well, what attracted you to this position? Why did you decide this was something you wanted to do as a bit of a career change, I guess?
It is a career change, and I think that a point in my life and being a mother, making this move, that it's very important to me to integrate ourselves into a community. It's in our interest for Springfield to really succeed in this. And I think that, infusing culture into a city has a measurable impact on both the economics and for its citizens, making it a place where you can, live and work and play. And Springfield already has a very dynamic cultural atmosphere, so we really want to promote that.
When the cultural district was created, Part of the reason behind it was to promote the cultural economy and to help provide jobs for people who are artists and musicians. How do you see your role in accomplishing that objective?
So something that was really exciting for the Springfield Cultural District is that the Springfield Central Cultural District, the Springfield Cultural Council, the City of Springfield, and the Mass Cultural Council entered into a cultural compact. Springfield was the first in the state to hold a signing for this compact, and it recognizes the power of culture to make downtown Springfield a better place to live, work, and play. Springfield's a city of firsts. We make things happen, and our tagline is experience the unexpected. We have already have work being done on creating an artist database so that we can tap into those resources, and certainly do want to create new opportunities and open up existing opportunities to artists in our area.